Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator, and welcome to the presentation of the Q3 results of Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode, and following the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To receive assistance by an operator during the conference call, press star followed by zero. And now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommaso Di Vignano, Executive Chairman of Hera Group. You have the floor, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. We are here with the usual team to illustrate the Q3 results. I also hope you have received the material and the press release. As you can see, and consistently with the first 6 months, the effort we had made, as was mandated by a year, 2016, which has been a complex year, a year in which we had to recover some of the negative impacts of certain regulations. And I'm referring to events such as the reduction in WACC. And we will be discussing the amounts. And to that, we also have to add a number of other factors, which also had some negative effects. Despite all this, as you can see, we were able to post a growth, as you can see on the left-hand graph on the screen. They are all positive down to the net profit, which increased significantly vis-a-vis the previous year, almost by 14%. In the year's first 9 months, we also want to underline the importance of the net profit, because as you can see on the right-hand graph, the growth of this figure over the past 5 years has been a constant growth. And since a few years ago, this was seen as one of the criticalities in our results. I have to say that we have been making a major comeback in the, all of the first 9 months of all of the past 5 years. The results are good as far as we're concerned, as far as the P&L and the balance sheet are concerned. I was mentioning the negative impacts, the ones which, as far as regulation are concerned, had to do with the cut in the WACC. Plus, we also had the expected expiry of a number of incentives in the renewable sector and also in the waste sector, due to the fact that the incentives for specific waste treatment plants expired, especially the ones related to the Ferrara plant and the Pizzilli plant. All of these elements combined, along with another factor which was an almost internal one, in other words, the limited availability in the first 9 months this year of our main landfills, which is a topic we'll be going back to later, and which in the waste sector, of course, had an impact in the first 9 months. And therefore, as we began the year, we had to recover a figure around 50 million euros and not below that, as we had envisaged from the business plan. And therefore, if we take all of these elements into account, as you can see, the efforts we made, especially in terms of increasing our organic growth, was a sizable effort indeed. Therefore, by using organic growth for the most part, but with a contribution from M&A as well, you can see that through our model, we can continue to post growth despite the difficulties encountered this year, which were difficulties we had expected. As far as the financial aspects are concerned, we have been reducing our debt by 85 million euros, which is no marginal feat, since we are now at 2.567 million. What else can we say as far as our other results are concerned? As far as revenues are concerned, we have a number of elements which reflect all the way down to EBITDA. The biggest impact on revenues was the decreased energy commodity prices, which, along with the reduction of incentives and the lower contribution of landfills, one of which, as I was saying, has been up and running since the month of August. It is now fully operational. And the second landfill is about to begin operations once again, since we are only concluding the more administrative aspects. And therefore, we will close the year with the second of the three landfills once more available. And as you know, last year we also strengthened our position to offset the closing of landfills. We made two landfill acquisitions in the Veneto region where we had no such assets, and that helped us to overcome the problems, as you can see in the waste sector results, which Mr. Vernier will be illustrating later. The EBITDA margin was above 19%. It grew approximately 1% year on year. We also had an increase in depreciation linked to the broadening of our perimeter. Some of these transactions are well known since they happened at the beginning of the year. And this was also compensated by reduced provisions over the first 9 months. Our financial management went very well, with a reduction in financial costs, which was also accompanied by an increase in a benefit in minorities, by increased minority stakes. As far as the tax rate is concerned, we went down from 38.2% last year to down to 36.5% in the first 9 months of this year. And an excellent result was the net profit post-minorities, which grew by almost 14%, which means that we are now at 142 million euros over the first 9 months of the year. Moving on to the EBITDA growth drivers, you can see them on page three. We have the two negative impacts referring to the expected reductions, especially the WAC cut, which was the more sizable reduction, plus a decrease in 14 million euros of stemming from the expiry of incentives and the put price over the same period. As far as organic growth is concerned, were we to take into account our overall recovery efforts, we would be closer to 50 million euros. But the truth is that here we factored in the organic growth and synergies worth 39 million euros, since these are the ones which allowed us to more than compensate, to more than offset the two negative elements which I've mentioned a number of times. As far as M&A is concerned, we have completed three transactions that you are familiar with early in the year, two in the waste sector, and specifically, I'm referring to the waste recycling transaction in Tuscany and the two landfills in the Veneto region I mentioned. Also in the waste and liberalized activities, we also have to add the acquisition of Julia Servizi, which is an operation we completed in the first half of the year. And we are currently defining a second transaction in the same area, which will add a couple thousand customers to what we have already obtained in the initial part of the year. So it will be a second transaction of this same type, referring to companies which are focused on gas and electricity sales. Plus, also based on our forecast, we will be completing further transactions within the end of the year or early next year, since we are currently in the negotiation phase. Mr. Vignier. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's go into the business-by-business breakdown as usual. As you can see, the waste business is stable in its results for the most part, compared to the first 9 months last year. This figure is improving slightly compared to what we had posted at the end of the first half of the year. And this is mainly due to two factors, the first of which is linked to the price effects that we had already mentioned when we were commenting the first half results, and especially as far as a dry waste and organic waste are concerned, there has been an increase in prices ranging from 3 to 10 euros based on the contract and based on the type of waste. This, of course, is bringing about a positive contribution to the managed volumes, which in the first 9 months is worth a couple of million euros. Then we have a further couple of million euros, which are linked for the most part to an increased efficiency, which was also a way to effectively respond to the dynamics we had seen over the past few quarters, which, as you may remember, suffers due to the decrease in electricity prices on the one hand and on the end of incentives on the other, which combined over the first 9 months of the year has equaled minus 14.5 million euros. The executive chairman already mentioned our acquisitions. As you can see, the results in the quarter are worth 10.5 million. And this isn't simply in line with our expectations. It even exceeds our expectations, especially as far as the waste recycling company, which we made the acquisition of in Tuscany, which is integrating in a very swift and effective way into our system, but it is also further expanding its perimeter of activities, especially in Tuscany. You can see that in terms of volumes, we have posted an improvement vis-a-vis last year worth some 270,000 tons. Which is related for the most part to acquisitions, and therefore the effect of this delta on the volumes is included in the 10.5 million euros in M&A, since, as we were mentioning earlier, as far as infrastructure and landfills are concerned, we didn't do very well in the first 9 months, except for the fact that in early August we started the first of the three landfills that we had been working on, with a 1 million euro capacity located in Ravenna, which began receiving waste volumes beginning in early August, and therefore had an impact on Q3 in a very limited way. Efficiency and dynamics on waste collection services were very good, and as I already mentioned, they made a positive contribution in terms of increased efficiency, but also in terms of extracting value from a sorted collection of waste, which is above 55% now in the first 9 months of the year. Moving on to our networks, the result is slightly below the result we posted last year. This is no surprise, since the tariff review happens every month, as a matter of fact, and it has an impact on results, of course. To this, we also have to add a number of effects which ended compared to the past. First of all, inflation, which in 2016 is almost equal to zero, compared to previous years in which inflation was always at around 1 or 1.5%, and that brings about a few million euros and reduced revenues due to the lack of a review in RAB. And then we also have efficiency, which was pretty positive, and that also includes the tariff review, which we already mentioned, but also and especially we also have efficiency initiatives, which allowed us to offset the effects of tariffs. As far as our organization is concerned, as of July 1st, we have set up INRETE, which is a new legal entity which doesn't have any effects on our consolidated figures, although it is a reorganization which is dictated by the unbundling regulations. And within this sector, for the most part, were we to focus on a couple of further pieces of information concerning the business areas, which you typically ask of, within the 303.5 million euro overall result, 174 refers to the water business, which is pretty much stable compared to the last year with a 1 million euro decrease. 38 million refers to electricity networks and 84 to gas networks. The remaining part, approximately 8 million euros, refers to district heating. This is the trend in a nutshell. Especially gas networks in our case, which are the more relevant ones, in Q3 were also affected by the negative effects of the dynamics we're witnessing in the white certificates market. As you know, all energy distributors have to comply with obligations concerning white certificates, and the recent interventions made by the organization which has to emit white certificates and some of the government's guidelines have limited the offer, or the supply rather, and therefore prices have gone up considerably with a negative effect for operators, at least for the part that refers to the titles we have to go out and buy on the market. This had a 4 million euro impact in the first 9 months of the year, which isn't something we're pleased with, of course, also because it doesn't it isn't something we can control very much. In the energy sector, things are continuing well. There haven't been any signs of a slowdown in the dynamics we had witnessed in the first 6 months of the year. As you can see, organic growth was above 14 million euros, which, as you can see from the lower left-hand graph, refers to a number of phenomena. We had a decreased performance as far as gas supply and trading are concerned, especially gas trading, given the effect of the price crunch between Central Europe and Italy, which is the consequence of a first half of the year thermally, which is pretty mild. It reduced the opportunities to optimize gas, both through import networks and referring to the gas stocked in the storage units. While as far as the supply business is concerned, we are pretty stable on margins with a very slight erosion. As far as electricity is concerned, both supply and trading posted an improvement as far as their performances are concerned, and this refers both to the liberalized market and to the salvaguardia market in which we operate. Finally, we posted a good result in our small power generation activities. These are relatively small figures, although they did contribute in an important way to the results we're illustrating today. Out of the 14.7 million euros referring to power gen, we have some 12 million which refer to the MSD market, whereas the rest refers to asset management, which means that a business which lost a couple million euros last year, in the first 9 months in this year, has posted a plus 12 million euro improvement with a net figure of plus 14.7. As far as our customer base is concerned, we have continued to expand it, not only through the acquisition we mentioned earlier, to which we'll also have to add a second transaction at the end of the year, Plus, we have also had the typical organic development. We now have 1.38 million customers in the gas business and 864,000 customers in the electricity sector, with an overall growth of 44,000 customers, which is in line with our performance in the recent past. I'll give the floor to Luca now for a couple of remarks on the cash flow, which, as we mentioned, were very satisfactory. Good afternoon. We had last talked to each other at the end of H1 with the free cash flow, which is above 180 million. Currently, our free cash flow is well above 200 million. We're at 243 million to be accurate, which means that we were able to generate very positive cash flows, which allows us to self-finance our investments. CapEx was worth 241 million, which is a plus 9% compared to the previous year. And also thanks to a continuous and constant excellent management of the net working capital, we were also capable of reducing our debt by 85 million euros, as we mentioned, bringing it below 2.6 billion. We're at 2,567,000,000 to be specific. The cost of debt is now at around 3.7, and therefore we reduced a few further bips. Also thanks to the constant attention paid to the restructuring and refinancing of our debt, with yet another operation last October, with a tender new issue transaction through which we emitted a new bond after we recalled a part of the two already existing bonds on the market. This is a new 10-year bond with an interest rate which is below 1%, with a credit spread equal to 60 basis points, with 45 basis points lower compared to the Italian 10-year BTP. This is a very satisfactory operation, which also allowed us to increase the average duration of our debt, which is now closer to 9 years compared to the past. The results were very positive, which go to show the positive trends in our financial management and as far as our presence on the markets are concerned. Well, for the most part, all of the things that we were able to achieve in the third quarter was positive. As you can see, it is all justified by the elements we've illustrated. We are preparing, and despite the difficulties and the hysteria on the market, we are quite ready. We have a financial situation which is very positive, as you've seen, which guarantees the soundness of our company and guarantees our ambition to continue to grow. The opportunities in the acquisitions, which are no second-class citizen compared to the mergers between milk utilities, they're simply a different way of achieving M&A. And therefore, over the past few months, we have decided to focus more on acquisitions specifically because there were a number of opportunities on the liberalized market which were easier to negotiate, whereas we were still waiting for the completion of the regulatory framework of the Madia decree, without which, as you know, the new regulations simply aren't complied with. And of course, there were no possibilities for mergers because we were now waiting for the completion of the decree, which are about to happen, actually, and therefore we will be facing the upcoming future with our typical desire to complete the transactions we're interested in, and we will ignore the ones that are less interesting. I think that this is already one of the elements which will be characterizing the new business plan with its effects, the business plan that we are currently completing, and the beginning of the tender phase, especially in the gas sector, will also be a part of the business plan. We are almost ready for the beginning of the tender process in certain locations. Therefore, as far as growth possibilities are concerned, these will be the two more fascinating possibilities, the newest elements, following a period in which the market was at a standstill. As I was mentioning, we are preparing the business plan. We will be publishing it early next year, as we already mentioned, and we will be presenting the business plan to the market beginning in the second half of January. That's it as far as we're concerned, and we are ready to take some of your questions. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the Q&A session. For any questions you may have, press star followed by 1 on your telephone. To leave the questions list, press star followed by 2. Please ask your questions using your telephone and speaking slowly to allow for translation. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by 1. First question is from the Italian conference call, Enrico Bartoli, Main First. Good afternoon. I have a few questions for you. First of all, a first question on the gas sector, especially on slide 6, which underlines the impact, 7 million negative impact on gas supply and our margins. Can you give us some details on the reasons behind this decline and what you see is the trend in the first month of the quarter? Can you give us some indications on the gas volumes to the end of October compared to last year? Then I have a question on waste. You underlined the major growth you posted in volumes in special waste. Can you give us some further details on the market conditions that you observed during Q3 and whether or not you feel this trend will be sustainable in the upcoming quarters? And then a final question on slide 7, and specifically on the 75 million euros in improvement in working capital. Can you give us some details? Do you think that this level will be sustainable all the way to the end of the year? I'll begin by commenting page 6. The 6.8 million euro reduction isn't due to an erosion in margins and isn't due to the commercial aspects or to sales. It is more linked to a lower performance in gas trading. Last year, we had some especially favorable conditions to import gas, especially the 0.5 billion cubic meter capacity on the TAG pipeline, which is something that we had taken advantage of very well. This year, we didn't have those same conditions, which means that the physical imports weren't possible this year. The conditions simply weren't there, and therefore this capacity remained empty, and the cost of the capacity therefore had an impact on the first 9 month results. And this explains 5 of the 6.8 million euros shown in the graph, the large chunk therefore. Concerning the supply side in the first 40 days of the thermal season, as far as gas procurement is concerned, the conditions are similar to the thermal season we recently concluded. As far as volumes are concerned, they still haven't seen the statistics because the business review will be happening in 4 or 5 days. But my guess is that the volumes for October don't differ too much from the volumes last year, since October was characterized by a first week, which was slightly colder than last year, whereas the second half of the month was slightly warmer. Therefore, I don't think there will be any major changes. Plus, the real result of the quarter is seen in December. That's the month in which volumes double compared to October. As far as waste is concerned, your question refers to the 270,000 further tons in terms of volume. This stems for the most part, if not entirely, from the volumes induced by the further capacity of our assets, stemming from the acquisitions we made last year. 150,000 tons from the former Geonova landfill and 170,000 tons, or further, 150,000 tons from the waste recycling assets. As far as prices are concerned, even in Q3, there has been a consolidation as far as the growth trend is concerned. To date, including October, we haven't had any dips. A few months ago, we were mentioning an improvement somewhere between 3 to 5 euros per ton. Over the past 3 months, we have had improvements up to 8 or 10 euros per ton compared to the same period last year, which means that for the time being, we aren't seeing any signs of a reduction in the trend, which is understandable, of course, because this can also be seen by the events happening in certain Italian cities, some major cities at that. The landfill capacity, which is the landfill capacity throughout the country, isn't available. We're not the only ones to have problems in obtaining the authorization to broaden our landfills. We don't have a major ability of treating organic waste in Italy, and therefore, due to supply and demand mechanisms, following 2 or 3 years in which things haven't been very good from this point of view, and this has an impact on prices. Now, prices aren't back to the levels we saw in 2012 or 2013. Of course, the prices are above 2014 and 15, but they're still not back to the levels we had in 2012 and 13. Therefore, I'm not concerned by the fact that prices have increased. I believe they will be increasing further to go back to the conditions we had in the past. As far as the question of working capital is concerned, I'll leave the answer to Luca. As far as working capital, efficiency was brought about by two items. First of all, month by month, we are continuing to optimize our invoicing cycles, which we try to keep under control, something we try to monitor constantly, and they are improving on a monthly basis with an increasingly positive performance. The second item depends on all of the investments and the efforts we've made over the past few years in terms of optimizing the entire credit management process. We began with a number of targets, namely to reduce the unpaid ratio from 1.4 or 1.5 we had down to 1, which is something we were able to do. We're now about 1 to 1.1. And this is all further positive cash flows. We also tightened the entire process, and therefore we have pretty much already begun the cashing in process, which contributes to the positive management of the free cash flow. What does the future perspective look like? Obviously, September is a lower seasonal moment, which means that we will be dealing with the final 3 months of the year, the winter months, which will be absorbing some of the free cash flow. And therefore, we expect to be at a debt level which will be above the current debt level, although it will be below the level we had last year. Therefore, we will be positioned somewhere in between the two figures. For any questions you may have, press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, press star followed by one. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita Fin. Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions. As far as the energy breakdown is concerned, after the 9 months, can you give us some information compared to last year? And as far as EBITDA on the whole year is concerned, do you have anything to add? Although I do understand you don't offer guidances. Can you help us understand what your year-end target is? Thank you. As far as your question on the energy sector is concerned, the absolute level of the 160 million euros we have posted in the first 9 months of the year, 95 million euros refer to the gas sector, including heating, whereas the remaining 66 million refer to electricity. This is the breakdown of the two elements within the energy sector. And as far as EBIT is concerned, I don't know whether the executive chairman has anything to add. Well, honestly speaking, I'm not really interested in your question. We have a clear trend for the initial part of the year. The first target we had was to recover our conditions based on the reductions brought about by the regulatory framework, and we succeeded in doing that. And therefore, in the first three quarters, you can see the improvement we made. And our target, of course, is to reach year-end in a consistent way with the trend we've had so far, taking into account that we've already covered most of the bounce back, most of the recovery. We've covered three-fourths of the WACC recovery and so on, which means that we want to continue. We want to be continuous as far as the values we have illustrated today. Plus, as far as any extraordinary effects vis-a-vis a more linear trend towards the end of the year, that isn't something we expect. As we've already said, we're continuing to work on M&A, but in any case, were the formal announcement of any possible further transaction to happen, it will probably happen at the end of the year. Therefore, in terms of the impact, in terms of the effects you were mentioning, I don't think we'll be seeing very much. The important thing will be to conclude the transactions and be able to enjoy its effects beginning next year. Therefore, there's no reason to believe that we won't be continuous in our approach. Just a final follow-up. But the impact of the white certificates, did that impact emerge in Q3? Or was it something which happened in the previous quarters? And what is your estimate vis-a-vis what we can expect for the entire year? And if you can compare that to the impact last year. If you look at the GME website and you can look at the competitions for the past 3 months on white certificates, you'll see that the growth has been almost vertical. Therefore, most of the 4 million euro impact happened in the past 3 or 4 months. Obviously, in giving this figure, I am simply assessing the obligation I have to cover depending on the current market price. And as far as what it may be at the end of the year, well, next week we'll be meeting to understand what the trend looks like. For the time being, the market is absolutely schizophrenic. It's difficult to say, but it'll be 5 if it isn't 4. It won't be 10 or 15. I think that's pretty safe to say. Also, given the levels we've reached, we're at above 150 euros. The figures are simply unthinkable. Thank you. For any further questions, press star followed by 1 on your telephone. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, gentlemen, there are no further questions for the time being. Well, thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.